This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Another disaster of a week for franchising in Washington, D.C., the Labor Department is developing a new regulation on joint employer, signaling a move to undo the previous administration's pro-franchise approach. The action was the Biden administration's first public notice of plans to issue a new regulation covering the issue. The new regulation may also tee up a return to the Obama Department of Labor's expansive and harmful standard, just as the president called for in his campaign platform. Also in D.C., House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer announced that the House will consider the PRO Act next week. The PRO Act will undo the franchise business model by returning to the Obama-era joint employer standard and federalization of the ABC test found within California's AB5. Meanwhile, in Texas, some good news for small business owners. Yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott issued an order lifting all pandemic capacity restrictions on businesses and facilities and getting rid of the state's mask mandate effective Wednesday, March 10th. Here's a franchise sector that's doing well in the lockdown. Camping. Cabin fever is leading to a huge increase in spring break cabin bookings at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Over half of the family camping chain's locations are welcoming guests, including some which are opening early. Trent Hershenson, VP of Marketing, said, like everything else, spring break looks very different this year because of COVID-19. Parents are eager to get their families out of the house, especially those of us who have been living through one of the worst winters in years. Hershenson noted that Jellystone Park 2021 reservations are up 136% so far this year. Beyond Meat announced two separate partnerships with McDonald's and with Yum Brands. The partnership with McDonald's is a three-year agreement as the preferred supplier of the patty in McDonald's highly anticipated McPlant Burger, announced last November. The collaboration with Yum Brands is a global strategic partnership to co-create multiple products for each of the Yum Brands over the next several years, including Beyond Fried Chicken at KFC locations and Beyond Italian Sausage Pizza at Pizza Hut. Chris Turner, Yum Brands CFO, said, "We expect this Beyond Meat partnership to strengthen our brand's capability to offer delicious, plant-based menu items that are driven by consumer demand for more diverse protein options and our brand strategies in local markets." Jabs has announced its partnership with Cure Childhood Cancer, a nonprofit organization that funds targeted research towards finding a cure for childhood cancer while supporting patients and their families. Danielle Scott, Jabs brand president, said, "Cure is doing great work to help move the needle towards finding a cure, and we're proud to have our Jabs community come together to raise money to support them in their efforts." Culver's has raised $3 million to support agricultural education through the Thank You Farmers Project, which ensures we have enough food supply to serve our growing population by supporting agricultural education that encourages smart farming. One way that Culver's does this is by supporting FFA. Today's FFA members are tomorrow's ag leaders, said Allison Wedig, Culver's marketing specialist and former Wisconsin FFA president. Many of these students will go on to dedicate their careers to ensuring a sustainable food supply, so we want to support them and give them a forum to share their voices and passions. The Culver's annual FFA essay contest has just launched for the seventh year. This year's prompt is, "What lessons has the agriculture industry learned from the COVID-19 pandemic? And how can we use these learnings to improve the industry to ensure a sustainable future?" Written essays and videos will be accepted at the Culver's Contest online site through April 19th. ADP has unveiled a new payroll app, Roll, allowing small business owners the ability to run payroll anytime, anywhere. Joe DeSilva, president of Small Business Solutions at ADP, said, "Small business owners have been impacted by the pandemic in a way we never have seen in our history. As they continue to rebuild, the last thing an employer needs to do is focus time and resources on another process that can be arduous or perceived as cost prohibitive." Franchise Filming and Corporate Filming, full-service video production providers, have announced the creation of a foundation. The companies are working with various LGBTQ plus groups and high school film programs across the country. Every time a new client signs on, Corporate Filming and Franchise Filming will send $500 towards these causes to help make a positive impact. CEO Trevor Rapley said, "We have so much more to offer than just our services. I want our team to be able to give back and feel like they're making a true difference. This foundation gives the opportunity to help kids who want to learn video and filming at a young age and have the resources and support to do so." Back with People News after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News this week, Culver's has named Rick Silva as CEO. Rascal House has added Matthew Phillips as Franchise Development Manager. Stephen Kuhn is the new General Manager, Business Development at CertaPro Painters. Roy Rogers Restaurants announced it has named Greg Koffler as VP of Franchise Sales. And BurgerFi has announced that Martha Stewart has joined its Board of Directors as Chair of the Product and Innovation Committee. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, organizers of the National Restaurant Association show announced the cancellation of the 2021 convention, which was scheduled for May here in Chicago. And Franchise Expo Nashville has updated its dates in May. The show will now happen on Friday and Saturday, May 7th and 8th. And the Franchise Show is happening again in person at the Dulles Expo Center just outside of Washington, D.C. this Saturday and Sunday, March 6th and 7th. And then up next is Dallas, March 20th and 21st. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person, contact Michael Hyam at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. For more information, check out the shows at franchiseshowinfo.com. Marketing pros, don't miss Social Joey's Facebook Franchise Tip of the Week podcast every Monday on the Social Geek Radio Network.